This is a HeadGum Podcast. Recording.
I am recording.
Oh, recording.
So, Janet, you'll be responsible for saying four and then clapping on the five.
Great.
Here we go. Five.
Four.
Six.
Damn it.
Seven. Janet, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it. Aaron, will you text me where you live? Because I know that we don't want to have it recorded in the annals of history. But
yeah, Casey can never
I keep thinking, like, when I've just been gone a bunch, but I keep wanting to get you to go on a hike with me.
Would love that.
Are there like pretty good local LA hiking spots?
Well, you know what? Hiking is one of those. Oh, wait, I do know this already. I already knew exactly where you live. Never mind. But yeah, so we can do that. I feel like hiking is a word that I now understand since moving to LA. I feel like it's a word that has a much broader meaning than, you know what I mean? Like, because this is a town where people will say, like, do you want to go for a hike? And it just means sort of walking kind of uphill on something. As long as there's not, it's not paved, that's a hike. And then there are other people who are like, I'm sorry, I need to like end up on the top of a glacier if I say I'm going on a hike. So I don't know what your characterization of a hike is.
Yeah, I know that LA at least has like whatever topography, you know, so it's like, I guess if there's elevation, there is a hike, right? Like you're hiking like up something.
For anyone who can't see, which is everyone, JPC just did the wave like three times.
Yes.
Like he's in a stadium.
Yeah, so like I go to hikes, I go to like Bears games, I go to like Lions games, and I'll get like my beer and I'll like hiking, right? Like hikes.
Sure.
Hiking in LA seems like you get a smoothie and then you listen to your friend complain about something. And I'm like, I'm on a hike. I'm getting my workout. Yeah. It's nice.
But
it's better
you
than like regular hiking where you gotta put like boots on.
No, that's true. But if you go into Griffith Park, you're going to get dusty.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen the dust there.
You're just going to get dusty. So as long as you're comfortable getting dusty.
What is this Wild West character, Jim? Please introduce us.
Who only gets character-y. Wait, that is my name. Dusty Hikes. Yep.
Oh, Dusty Hikes.
Dusty Hikes.
Well, this is an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron Keith. I'm here with...
At Orify.
JPC and
Dusty Hikes.
Dusty Hikes.
And we should say this is not just any run-of-the-mill, buy-off-the-shelf episode. This is number 200.
The big 200.
It is our 200th freaking episode, which seems unbelievable. It doesn't feel like this should be 200, but it is.
We should have been completely annihilated off the internet at like 14. You guys had your chance at episode 14.
Annihilated.
Yeah, we should have just turned us to dust at episode 14 when we were weak enough for you to do that.
Did somebody say
dust? Oh. Uh-oh, Dusty Hikes.
There he is.
No, not true. You should be so proud of yourselves. And 200, that's many people feel that's not enough. Now, is that 200 with Patreon or can people supplement the 200 that they wish there were more of by going to Patreon and supporting you all?
That's a great
holy
question.
I was not set up to do this in any way, shape, or form. That's how enthusiastic I am about this podcast.
I've never even thought about it like that. Holy shit.
This is our 200th regular episode. On the Patreon, I think we're at like 166 or 167 somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
And those are good.
Some live shows. Yeah, those are good ones.
I feel the emphasis you put on that was implied something that I'm not sure I'm going to agree with.
Well, it's still riddles. We hate riddles.
Yeah. We wouldn't charge $5 for something that we all knew was worse quality. Like, that would be insane. It'd be insane to do that.
Janet, how long have you been doing JV Club?
Oh, no.
Seven,
this will make you feel better.
6 years, 7 years?
This will make you feel better.
More?
10 years, 467 episodes.
Holy shit!
Wow!
Oh,
your show is a fourth grader.
Oh, that's insane. So awful.
Yeah, your show can legally drink.
Wait, what?
In Europe.
In Europe, Spain.
Wine with dinner. Come on.
Your show is a Spanish fourth grader. We all know what this means.
Janet, have you? How close are you to 500? And are you doing something big?
How close is 460 something?
Oh, you said the exact amount? I thought you said 400 something. I'm sorry.
No, I said 400.
I'm in my own little world.
This is a trick. Is it?
Janet, I'm so glad to have you on. What's 25 plus 8? I'm having the damnedest time getting my life together.
No, we can use the time for this. Let me do some quick math.
We've been waiting weeks to see you to ask us all about
math. And do that in Spanish, please.
All right. I had a dinner bill that was $56. How much should I have left for tip?
Okay. Hold on. I got to get that visor that everyone says they wear when they're doing bits about being accountants.
Yes. We have some listener submitted questions. Janet, what color is a horse?
Okay, all right. Let me get out my,
guys,
map and my chart.
Hey, 12 more and then stop.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Janet, we're so thrilled that you're on our 200th episode as an official co-host.
Yeah.
And whenever you're ready, we're excited to see what you have in store for us. As the host of episode 200. So
wow, 200 is big. So fans are really going to be excited about whatever you've brought to the show for today.
I hope everyone likes talking about eating at a restaurant and how good their server was. How much you going to tip them?
Oh, so this is like Doughboys, but for waiters.
That's right.
I was driving the other day and I saw a sign in a diner window, and the sign in the diner window said waitresses wanted. And I said, hey, you can't do that anymore, can you? Right? Like that's just
that's a red flag.
It felt like something that you would see like 70 years ago. Yeah. I was like, surely you can't
be with
like,
very cute feet wanted.
Well, in my mind, I was like, I was trying to think of the scenario where that would be okay. And it's like you go in there and it's just all dude waiters and like one owner who's just a woman who's just like, please, I need to talk to someone.
That is the best possible interpretation of that.
Yeah,
that
I think
so.
The
kindest, most generous interpretation you could possibly have of waitresses wanted. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so guys, I shouldn't do that anymore.
I did an in-person escape room finally in Calgary.
This is it.
How was
What was the theme?
This is what we're doing.
This is what it is.
This is it.
And you need to, we need to stretch this into an hour, Janet. So make sure you review every prop. Tell us about the textures.
If
the smells.
I could have tipped
slow.
The puzzles, I would have tipped the puzzles approximately 20%.
It was
the ubiquitous and always appreciated for the most part Egyptian tomb.
Yeah.
How many Egyptian tombs have you folks done?
I've done escape
rooms and I did
one.
Or real ones.
First escape rooms and then the real thing.
I think total I've done three that involved Egyptology, although one was like a professor's study that then turns into sort of a tomb. So a total three.
I think that I've done the one that I did with Adel, and then there was like a 50-minute episode of Moon Knight that I kind of treated as an escape room.
Yeah.
So that's that's a
Were
that's
you able
two
to get
me.
Out of that? Experience?
Thank God, yes.
Good for you.
A little nap, some dinner, and I was through it. I was through it in no time. So
a really sloppy 8-hour escape room.
Oh, man. It was a wander in. It was a, we have some time. You know, we're just wandering around Calgary like, we stumbled across an escape room place.
And can I ask who we is?
Just Brandon and me. We were
Gotcha.
He came up with me. We'd never been to Calgary, and I was there for a con. And so we sort of, we did the thing where you just go in and said, within 45 minutes, do you have a room that's going to open up? Do you have something available? And they said, we have the Egyptian tomb room. And that is when, and I thought, okay. And then I actually said out loud, like such a geek, I actually do feel prepared for this because we have been trying to get through Moon Knight. And I also watched Death on the Nile recently. So as if for some reason that
Hell
was going to help me at all.
It would be funny if you started the room and they're like, the time starts now. And you do that sort of like blackout that Moon Knight does, that Oscar Isaac does when he switches characters. And then you wake up and you're outside the room and you're like, God damn it. I just wasted $45.
What a waste. Yeah. No, it was a room that I think you and I, when we did Escape This Podcast, Adel, you brought up a recent experience too, or maybe it was on your podcast, this podcast that I'm on right now. But it was the thing where some things were a little bit broken.
Yes.
And also just like things that, you know, it was like, oh, we didn't check the bag that the skeleton was holding. We checked it and we got some stuff out of it. But then it turned out there were like a couple of flimsy scraps of cloth that you really had to like violently shake the bag out. And then they sort of fluttered with a sigh down to the, and like the flashlights were not really working. So it was the dissatisfaction, which I blame myself for, of, oh, those aren't even things you get tripped up on that are puzzles. That's just like, you just feel dumb. You know what I mean? That's the, so that was kind of hard. And I've not come back from it yet. I'm in a deep, deep despair.
Oh, you're still there right now. Holy shit. She hasn't gone
Emotionally speaking.
Did at least the mummy curse?
No, not at all. I'm not even sure there was a curse involved.
Not a fuck or a shit or anything?
No. No. Those aren't curse words in Canada.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you call someone like a hoser, you can get like a pretty stiff fine for that.
That's right. That's right.
Canadian mummy. Right. This is hold on. Canadian mummy.
No, I've monopolized this, in such a gross way.
Will we see it on Adult Swim? Canadian mummy?
On Adult Swim.
I recently did an escape room in a box, and I had a very similar situation where just like, it was partially it was the instructions weren't super clear, and partially it was like, oh, this thing wasn't super well designed. And I was like, I got the intention, but it just was very like, ultimately it was like very unsatisfying to be like, oh, I had to Google this because there was no mechanism that in this escape room box that would allow me to move on from this part. And it was, that part was a little bit of a bummer.
Okay. It sounds like you're a sore loser. I don't know.
I got beat by the box. You want to be immersed. You want to be immersed in those things. So when the immersion is broken, it's a little disappointing.
I've put my finger on the pulse of what episode 200 will be. Janet, for the next 48 minutes, you will try and escape being on this podcast. The clues are all there.
Just a heads up. I've been trying for 200 episodes. I can't figure it out.
And then my internal monologue is like, oh, this is them trying to say they would like me to not do this podcast anymore.
No, please never leave.
Boy, there's a lot of layers to this. There's a lot of layers.
No!
See, Aaron, you've been trying. I stopped trying around 50 because I was like, I think I'm like focusing on the point too much, and if I just lose myself in it, maybe I'll like drift out like a side exit.
Janet, you thinking that we don't want you on the podcast? That's like if I was at a cocktail bar and John Hamm sat down next to me and he goes, "Next drink's on me," and I go, "John Hamm, read the fucking room. Nobody wants you here." It's like,
to be honest with you, I think if you read the tabloids, you know that Johnny has gotten sober. So actually, it would be really unpleasant.
No.
Yeah. Message received. I understand what you're saying. I will no longer do this podcast. I have a better metaphor for it. It says
you're stranded on a desert island and you have like a fire and you're screaming for help. And then a boat goes by and they go, they probably don't want us to stop in. What if we interrupt? That's what it is. You're on the boat and I'm on the island. Well, we're all on the island. I'm sorry. You guys are
stuck in this too. Screaming help. I hope I didn't interrupt your screams for help. I have this boat. You probably don't want it. I'm sorry.
You probably don't want it.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it looks like you and your two friends were having a screaming conversation. I didn't want to get involved. And so I'm so sorry. I'm just slipping by.
Who's sauce?
I decided to panic prepare as Old Man Puzzles just in case. I have three things prepared for us today. The first one is a fun little thing that I did, which is I blocked you guys off of the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram for a few days. Anyone notice? Nope.
No.
Very cool.
Oh, let me confirm.
I don't know.
You're back on.
Was I ever on?
Well, I don't know. I blocked your personal Instagram accounts from what Hey Riddle Riddle was posting.
Oh, you used Hey Riddle Riddle's Instagram account to block my Instagram account?
Yes. Huh.
I'm furious.
Yeah. No, you're not. You didn't even notice.
She was saying about you guys while you couldn't see it was incendiary.
What if I had noticed and I just couldn't sleep for 3 days and I'm like, does Hey Riddle Riddle's mad at me?
Oh my god, I don't know who to talk to.
What could I have done? I gotta run through. Let me go through the past 200 episodes and see if I can figure out what made it mad.
What did I say?
I don't think I insulted at all.
What grudge is it holding?
I understand Instagram so little. When you said that you did that, in my mind, I thought you blocked, you somehow turned off my personal Instagram account. And I was thinking, how did she do that? And why?
Well, you know what?
I wasn't going on there, but
I didn't have to block anyone on anything and you guys wouldn't have seen shit. I did is I asked our listeners who follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle if you don't, to describe.
Some of us can. Some of us have been blocked, so we can't.
The first 200 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle with one word.
Got it.
And what happened is I got, I'm going to read 200 of them very quickly. And what happened was we got about 400 responses. But I will say, over half of our responses were the same word or a variation on that word.
Okay.
I included it as few times as I could.
There's variations on the word awful?
Yeah, well, okay. And I could not believe how many people use this specific word.
Oh,
and I'm going
to
start with it.
Guess? But what?
Would you like to guess? That's a great idea.
My first guess would be hilarious.
That's very sweet.
I'm gonna agree with Janet.
I wish.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with Janet that the word that was used the most does start with H, and I'm gonna say horny.
My brain went to horny first, but I said, I think that if you only get one word, you wouldn't do horny. If you got horny for puzzies, would do three.
Let me set you up. If you only had one word, one word to describe Hey Riddle.
How many words is over talking? Is that hyphenated? What are we talking here? Okay. What is the... So Adel says horny. Janet, you said hilarious.
Yeah, but I mean, I was already told that I was wrong. So I've moved on emotionally into what I think my next guess is going to be.
I'm going to split the difference. And I'm just going to say podcast. I think that.
We got a couple of those. We got a couple of smart asses who are a fan of yours.
I know this is not what you planned, and I'm sorry that I want everything to be
thrilled.
A guessing game, but. When you say there were different variations on it, were some of the variations like portmanteaus? Like were some of them like the word puzzle and put it into and merged it with another word, like puzzacular?
We got a lot of those, not the most common response.
Puzhorny.
So those if you said something like podcast, you're a JPC. If you said something like puzhorny, you're a Janet. So we're just identifying yourself.
So what about this? What was any of the words like riddle or puzzle? Because I feel like that would be
these are all
common.
The JPC assholes. Very literal. And then we got some ones that are very addle that you'll see.
That said, I'm sorry.
Are they punny?
Yeah. They're very punny.
Ooh, they were positive. I know it was an overwhelmingly positive word.
Well, I would say, I don't know. I think that some of our listeners would find this positive. I couldn't believe that over 200 of the 400 were this word. It made me laugh hard and made me take a good long, I really had to look inward.
It might be taken as a negative. So is it rip off smiley face?
Was it the nature of your ask, Aaron? Did you ask in a specific way that like clued someone into
it? I said, what's one word to describe the first 200 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Improve
and say
like your fifth grade teacher. You're like, I'd rather you say anything but improving. There's no way to take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Ours was like
word?
Talks too much in class. We got a lot of that.
Yeah,
just a distraction for others.
Mine was, can you please tell Adel to stop buying the other kids lunch?
I always got very funny but bad person.
Interesting.
All right, I'm gonna read it, and it's the first word, and then you're gonna see how often it comes up. All right, ready? I'm going to go through these very quickly. Ready?
Do you need a drink of water? Can we get you anything? She's taking it.
Can you do an impression of like the Micro Machines commercial guy?
I don't know
Remember
what that
guy?
Is.
Okay,
or just an auctioneer. Just any auctioneer. Right, I still don't understand how that works.
All right. Chaos. And that's the word.
Yep. Okay, there it is.
Chaotic.
Yeah, there's always chaos or chaotic. Mm-hmm. Chaos, unhinged, chaos, batshit insane, chaos, fever dream, frenetic, unhinged, laugh, chaos, delightful, nonsense, riddle, cocoa, chaotic, fantastic, hysterical, riddle, sweater, wild, roller coaster, chaos, chaotic, hilarious, unhinged, lone man group, insane, but in a good way, bullying, which is one of my favorite, chaos, hallucinogenic, unhinged, puzzies, you good? Riddle-iculous, Yeah, that's a Janet.
Okay, gotcha. That's nice. A pun.
Chaos, delightful, riddle-rific, purgatorial, another very literal one. I love that. Jupiter, chaos, hilarious, endorphins, delightful, chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle-heavy, batshit, damp. I love damp. Chaos, puzzacular, kooky, free, chaos, fever dream, chaos, 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 distractions, camaraderie, chaotic, good, biblical, chaotic, chaos, deranged, hilarious, nonsense, Jupiter, unhinged, Jupiter, chaos, life-changing, ungovernable. Puzzle, unhinged, chaotic, authentic, unhinged, chaotic, little monkey bones, kooky, joyous, improv, rude, it's in air quotes. Chaos, unhinged, bananas, escalating, bridiotic, silly, little monkey bones, kooky. We're out halfway there. Chaotic, bonkers, frog.
Frog.
Only one sweater. Only one sweater so far. I'm surprised.
Wow.
Chaos in a good way. Thank you, number 96. This is another great one. The strained noise Addle makes when someone makes a joke.
That's one of my favorite sounds.
Totally. Outrageous, exhilarating, thirsty, chaotic, 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 chaotic podcast.
Thank you.
Varied. It started as a genuine riddle podcast, but devolved into chaos.
Can I pause real quick just to check in? Janet, have you listened to the sweater episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working backwards, so I'm like almost to the beginning of your podcast.
In many ways, holy Janet, shit. So are we.
And it is improving, but again, I am listening to it backwards.
And do you like me?
I like you three so much.
Okay.
The more I listen, the more intimidating it is to be on because you're so funny. You're three of the funniest people I know,
and you're so
wonderful, and you're so funny. God damn, you're funny.
Hey, Janet, we could have used a little more of this energy on fucking Instagram.
And I wasn't even the one who said Puzzacular. That's my soulmate. I got to get out of the relationship I'm in. Who's Puzzacular? Find him.
Maybe a few less chaos followers, a few more Janet followers is all I got to say for our fucking social media.
Wonderful, manic, indescribable, hectic, hilarious, unhinged, chaotic, riddles, chaos, haunting, another one that I love, sweater, second sweater, clusterfuck, chaos, perverted, blasphemous, dead stop, frightful, chaos, haunting, unhinged, insane, hilarious, hysterical.
These are all words that describe a snake as well.
Yep.
Unhinged.
Oh, sorry, I'm describing a snake.
That snake was haunting.
Perfect, quirky, 200, twins, chaos, Uncle Santa, fuck you, JPC, chaos, Kevin, Susie, essential, chaotic, 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 it's pretty good.
Sure.
I like it. You can't limit me to one word, fuck you. That's another JPC listener.
And I wasn't on Instagram.
Chaos, Duncan, better be scripted. What? Iconic, lengthy, chaos, frenetic, fun, feral. Another good descriptor.
Oh, yeah, I like feral.
Yeah.
Chaotic, spastic, delirium, bingo, bango, hot, 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 chaos, joy, podcast, chaos in the best way. Thank you. Giggle, slap, happy, 69420. JPC, again, was not on him.
Very nice.
Aaron, can I talk to you? Can you come to the front of the class? I asked you to write a poem for your homework. What you've done in the last 10 minutes is garble
this is
together.
This a poem about love, and is that not clear to you?
Not
okay,
yet.
Continue.
We haven't hit the ending.
Giggles. I'm almost there. Jupiter, chaotic, chaos, delirium, post potatoes, unpredictable, plague, chaotic, buck wild, chaotic, insanity, madness, insanity, stellar, bad. That's 192, said it was bad. Okay. JP Riddles, chaos, exhausting, bedlam, derailed, insanity, chaos, magic, and chaos. And the one that I will remember forever is bad.
Bad. I know. That's the correct amount. You need one horrible one, and then those 199 just slip away as if they never existed.
Let me scroll through my feed. Oh, here's a podcast that I thought I unfollowed. Let me participate in their...
No. You give that person too much credit. Oh, here's a podcast I religiously listen to so that I can then grouse to myself about how bad it is and say stuff about it on the internet.
Ooh, grouse is an underused word.
Yeah, we could use that word.
We also got 100 grouses.
Here's what that was like.
Three sweaters? Is that three sweaters?
Two or three, Aaron.
And not any sweaties, which also would have been acceptable.
Yeah.
That was like... I come into work and my boss is like, hey, I want to see you in my office. And we both sit down in his office and then we watch a tape of me opening the cash drawer, just like stealing cash. And I'm sitting there watching it and I'm like, well, I mean, I did that. I know I did that. Now I'm watching myself being caught, like I'm being seen. I guess this is what I wanted.
I need to see a scene. I'd like to see a scene.
Perfect.
JPC, you are a surgeon who has been called in by the hospital administrator, Aaron, because there was a closed circuit camera on an operation that you did recently, and you were caught doing something.
Okay.
And I'm not saying be blasphemous or dirty. We don't know.
Sure.
But you too, you're having to like sit through it and be confronted by this administrator.
And you're not blasphemous or dirty, but you are chaotic and sweater.
Yeah, I am.
I can use that direction. That's fine. It's nice.
Addle, you're so sweater. All right. Hey.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah.
I got a tea time in 25, so.
Take a seat.
Take a seat? Ooh, this is going to be a sit down.
Yeah. Hey. We're going to have to let you go. I got good news and bad news.
My tea time's in 25, so...
Sir, your Earl Grey is almost ready.
I like a deep steep on my tea. If it's not 25 minutes, I'm not drinking it.
The good news is you're going to be able to golf or tea. I assume that's what it means to drink tea, to tea.
Sure, yeah, to golf.
Anytime you want. The bad news is there was cameras in your latest surgery.
I quit.
No, too late.
No, I quit. You have to lead with that.
Unfortunately, it's way more humiliated. No, you're being fired.
I have a twin.
Which I guess is more... No, you don't.
I do.
Which I guess it's more expensive for us, so I should have just let you quit.
I have a twin.
But you are being fired in disgrace. You don't
have
a twin.
I don't have a twin.
Then how do you know what I was talking about? The video. How do you know? If it was
he tells me everything.
No, we cut to the video.
We communicate.
We cut to the video where he's operating on his twin.
Should I be asleep?
Shh. Fuck you.
And pause.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See,
sure.
The fact that you didn't use anesthesia is red flag number one. Number two, he didn't need surgery.
I was playing anesthesia.
You guys were drunk and you were doing it for fun. Three, you were drunk. You were playing the soundtrack to Anastasia, which slaps, by the way.
It does. It's very
unbelievable.
Good.
John Cusack and Meg Ryan. Hello. But the thing
I'm not allowed to do surgery while I'm drunk, but I'm allowed to be fired while I'm drunk.
Scene.
Yeah. Scene. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Oh,
we love doctors. You know what I mean?
They're so good.
We believe in them.
Anesthesia's not just a lost Russian princess.
So, because we've been
an anesthesiologist.
Trapped an anesthesiologist. My dream job is just doing Bartok impressions and dancing around to a music box. Hello? Yes?
Oh, you're fired.
Thank you. So this next game, I'm not sure if you're... Actually, let's take a break.
Wait, was that first one a game?
Yeah, it was a game. And you all lost.
Okay.
The game was who can notice if they're getting blocked by the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram.
I lost that game before I even started playing. Wow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Adel, can you do a fun little non sequitur into our break?
No.
Okay. Oh my God, we broke him.
Happy 200th episode.
It's 200. It's Adel, come back.
Wait, that was a game? Truly very wild that so many people said chaos. I gotta take that note. It wasn't great to hear, but I gotta live with that. I gotta take that on.
Can I ask, was this like private messages, or was this like a post where people could see previous answers?
No, people couldn't see previous answers.
Okay.
Oh,
then that's
wild. That's a great question.
Really good question.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
And more disturbing now than ever before.
Yeah. Over 200.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Chaos.
I was watching the chaos roll in, and I was like, oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
Watching the chaos roll in.
It's true that I guess that's not, it doesn't feel, as an improviser, you're not necessarily taught that taking something into chaos is what you want. But I just don't agree. I feel like one of the things that impresses me about your show is the fact that you come back to things and that you, like, that things live in, that they exist where they exist, and then you move back into something, and maybe there's a callback and maybe there isn't. But that's my worst fear, is coming on and like making things chaotic, because the three of you are such a well-oiled machine. And by the three of you, I mean Casey.
Casey, one microphone.
I realized that I
fridge.
Wanted to include Casey in that because he's a big part of it. But
here's the thing that
we would literally be dead without him.
When I was a kid,
I need to hear more about why.
Well, he gives us water. We can't get this over without Casey.
That Phil Collins song based on Casey saving us.
When I was a kid and I saw magic shows, I thought it was like truly something like unexplainable. And then when I was in high school, I was working with a magician friend of mine, and I was learning how to do all the magic for magic shows. And I was like, oh, this reads to me now. So what I have to believe is all the people that are saying chaos are people that are like not improvisers or haven't seen magic before. And it just reads as chaos because it's layered behind just a delicate
says
amount
the
of
man
skill
who played
and grace.
Uncle Santa for an entire episode.
Aaron, I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't on that episode.
You
Uncle
were.
Santa was on that episode. I wasn't there.
Enough.
I get 1 week off.
I'm never going to believe that. Oh no.
Okay
Adel, are you ready for our first game?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay.
But I believe I have an answer. I have an answer for the first round.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Which is to go to Instagram and type in the JV Club and follow.
Yep, that was. You're the winner of that first game.
Okay. I am preemptively blocked.
Janet seems wildly confused by me plugging her Instagram.
I guess my answer to that is now I'm going to take over trying to make the sound you make when you're trying not to laugh, because the three of you each have my favorite sounds in podcasting, and now you only know what one of them is.
Oh, can we do like a Chicago
style? Oh, is mine my little sneeze?
Can we do like a pop fizz Cicero Lipschitz kind of behavioral little waltz?
But it's just the Adel sound six times.
You had
Did I do it? Wait, real quick, grade me on this.
Okay.
That's
that
pretty good.
10
That's
out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Was it two? It was two syllables. Was it one syllable too many? Like
I think there's like there's a higher pitched sound when Adel does it.
I'd love to hear your version, JPC. Can you do it?
Okay. I've never tried before, so I'll try. Nope, I couldn't.
Adel, that is the sound of a man on the 34th floor as a man from the top of the building passes him falling.
That's like drunk elephant's hiccup.
Yep.
Aaron, what were you going to say?
Aaron, let's try it.
I'm going to have one margarita and then make a version of that Chicago song that you make. But I'm keeping Cicero. So I'll go, Cicero.
Chaos.
Okay.
So,
Before we move past it, you were trying to guess the three sounds that Janet makes. Aaron said, "Is it my little sneeze?" That's like someone who's like, "Hey, guess my worst quality," and someone's like, "Oh, is it that I'm an elegant dancer?" And it's like, "Oh, so this person is delusional."
So you agree? You think my sneeze is cute?
My worst trait is that I work too hard.
My favorite sounds. Why wouldn't it be a cute, adorable sneeze? No one said I had to pick something I thought was dreadful.
That's true. Aaron, what's the game you'd like to play?
Aaron, what's the game?
So I can't tell if you're going to be at an advantage or disadvantage, Janet, for not being around or being in charge of naming these episodes. But okay. We're going to be playing real or fake episode title.
Oh, right. I love this
interesting,
game.
Interesting.
I love this game.
I think that everyone will do great or bad. I think that you'll all be united on it.
This is a great game. And you did this game yourself?
I did.
This is
Aaron,
me and my little sneeze.
Aaron, this is wild because I had a Patreon game that we did not play, which was me going and finding old episode descriptions of Hey Riddle Riddle and me reading real ones and fake ones. And you have to tell me, is this a real episode or a fake episode? And I didn't make that game. So I'm not at an advantage here. I've not gone and looked at, you know, old episodes. I have not done that.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank goodness.
This is just one of those classic cases of some great parallel thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is the first one.
Okay.
Horse court.
I feel like especially in the first 75 episodes, we had a lot of horse content.
Court content, too.
Sorry, horse court content. I courted a horse.
Yes,
I courted
keep in mind,
a quartered horse.
I'm not trying
he
to draw you towards
quarter.
Anything, but I did...
Draw and quarter.
Maybe sometimes think of specific scenes or stuff
oh,
that we yeah. actually
oh,
did.
This
so
is,
I'm trying to mess
okay.
with your memories. But
this
horse
is,
court.
And for me, some of this, I'm just going to have to... I'm have to play a meta game of like, would Aaron start with something real or would she start with something fake?
Yeah.
What kind of person...
We're playing chess here.
What kind of character do we have in our m'lady Aaron? Would she start with a real one or a fake one?
Janet is playing chess. I just ate half a sorry board. So.
I do want to see a scene.
Yep.
This is in the whenever the fucking Victorian era was. Who knows numbers? Aaron, you are some
Janet,
sort of like.
That's why we invited her out.
Janet does, of course.
Only tips. I only know. I can only calculate what tips.
So Aaron, you are sort of a, you're like a debutante and this is your ball. There's some big gathering or something. And Janet, you are a local horse who has, bought a gown and you're showing up at the party and you're trying to pass yourself off as, welcome and invited.
Okay. Okay, a couple things real quick. It did sound like you said debutante, like someone was not the main debutante, but like was like the sidekick that had been deputized.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry.
A debutante.
You're a deputy who taunts okay. other people.
Okay, great.
You're really debutante. You're really hoping the sheriff can't make it to the balls and the debutante. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Sorry, Aaron, okay, you are little debutante. little debutante.
I think I'll be able to dig through the last 30 seconds to find
it. Like it's a rummage bin.
Why do people call this show chaotic?
Each of these items is 50 cents.
Yeah, I'm a little trash raccoon, and I'm digging through the trash to find the scene.
Aaron, right, you're throwing a ball, Janet. You're a horse who showed up.
Got it. I'm so excited to be presented to say, who are you? I don't believe we've been acquainted.
We certainly haven't been acquainted. It is I, Olivia Hay-Eater.
Olivia, I'm unfamiliar with you. Where do you live in town?
I live in the... How familiar with town are you?
Very.
As a debutante, you've only recently come out.
So my daddy's the mayor, so we know everything.
Well, I live... Well, as I live and breathe, I live in a sort of a barn-style mansion. But let's move on from where I live. Do you like my dress?
I do, and your hair's very shiny. I should let you know, I heard rumor that there's a horse masquerading around this ball in a gown, trying to present herself to society.
Well, that is the
you
most...
wouldn't know anything about that, would
no.
you?
What a ridiculous idea. Although if that horse existed, I would say bravo. Bravo for trying to break through into a society that has heretofore decided that you're no better than a thing to have someone sit on. And I'm just going to say right now that this bustle, this large, very protuberant bustle I have behind me that's wiggling a little, is standing by me through everything I'm saying right now.
There are some flies by your bustle. You should know there are flies back there. Also, you had to do several 3-point turns to get into this room.
Well, that's only because there's a man at the back of me inside my bustle making
Can
me
I
look
tell you something?
Slightly equine.
Can I tell you something?
Would you?
Can I trust you?
Well,
I'm the horse.
Oh. This is
And I'm her father, the mayor.
That worked.
Yes, it was the other.
The mayor.
Like a horse.
And I didn't keep my hands flat when putting sugar in my coffee and my fingers are gone. See.
Okay, we got to get through these. Horse court.
Great.
Well, Aaron, we don't have to get through these.
We do.
No, we don't.
All right.
Okay,
we don't, I cry. We do, okay. I'm happy.
Oh,
you
no.
make the call.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay, we do.
I say
horse court's very
not real.
I said no. I said no. I said not real. I'm with Janet.
I say real.
It's real. Give yourself
Fuck.
A title.
All right.
Blame it on my moose.
That
blame
sounds real.
Blame it on my moose.
That sounds
now
real.
I'm scared
blame
about knowing that this
moose.
Is based on...
Yeah, I was like, is it based
basing
on a Lizzo
it on
song?
Maybe a scene or something, that's... Oof, that just adds a layer of...
I go fake on blame it on my moose. I think it's not. I think blame it on my moose is not.
Here's what I'm going to say. Janet, you mentioned that you were recently in Calgary. Did you see any meese?
Nope. Try again.
More cheese
you know
for us mooses.
No, I just saw pictures of them.
Okay,
which you can see anywhere, not just Calgary.
So I'm going to say false.
I shouldn't play. I'm going to sit. I'm going to sit this game out.
No,
okay.
Do you know? Do you
it's
think
true,
you know?
It's true that I guess my aunt. But I feel like I'm. I just bragged about having listened to
funnier
so many
than if I won.
But how often do you stare at the... Do you know
you
what
don't.
I mean? Like, how often are you staring at the titles?
Sometimes when I'm writing episode descriptions, I get, like, three lines in, and I think, what is this for? Like, who's reading past the little bit that scrolls at the top of each episode?
It's I'm going to start hiding my bank number inside of the episode descriptions. A treasure map. Blame it on my moose. Real or fake?
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Riddling my thumbs.
Now, here's what I will say. I definitely remember when we first started the podcast, we tried to make each episode like a kind of pun on Riddle.
Yep.
And we got pretty far, and then we realized, oh no, this is going to keep going.
Yeah.
So I will say, I'm going to say real on riddling my thumbs.
I'm going to say fake, because that's too good of a pun. I feel like our puns are worse.
I'm going to say real, and that it came from the context of you doing a scene in which one of you was a riddling Macbeth. No,
ooh.
Wait.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm just realizing right now that I don't remember what thing this comes from. But that someone says, by the riddling of my thumb, something funny this way comes.
Mm-hmm. Feels that like sounds Banquo like a to me.
I bite like my thumb at you, sir.
I'm great with it.
Mm-hmm. We're classy. Like we're not chaotic.
Hecate? Hecate?
Gonna start selling a t-shirt in our shop that says
fake. Oh. With
yes.
The consideration
so far,
that we had
100%
so many...
wrong.
You're gonna come back from this. Ready?
Carrot they call that
bottom.
Shooting the moon.
In UK.
Parts.
Carrot bottom.
Oh, like real. Carrot, top,
carrot bottom was definitely a bit we did.
Real.
I do remember doing that bit, but I don't remember if we made the title carrot bottom. I'm gonna say real.
Well, I'm gonna say real because
smart.
I'm just letting the people who know better than I answer.
It's real.
And then, okay, woo! Great.
Woo! All right. Well, we're going to move through these faster. Ready?
Right.
Pyramid life crisis.
Fake.
The problem is I don't know 66% of these because I was not involved in naming 66% of these. So
I'm going to say fake. Why reward a pun by giving it the title?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing. Adel said fake, and if anyone were to name that episode, it would have been Adel, Pyramid Life Crisis. So I will say fake as well.
But I do not remember anything. Call me JFK Jr. because
I'm flying
blind.
It's real and Adel.
No!
And it's obviously an Adel title.
No.
Goodwill Farting.
Oh.
God.
Oh, sad.
I only hope it's that real.
I want
a lightning round this. There's so
I want to bet. I want to bet that I would do that. We would not do this on the show. I want to believe that there's a version of myself who wouldn't have named an episode this, but I know that version doesn't exist. Like, I know who I am. I've seen
fake.
The mirror chaos 200 times. Of course, this is real.
It's real. Mood ring.
That sounds right. That sounds.
That sounds real.
That sounds real.
That sounds familiar.
I hope this is fake because how many O's? Who would decide?
So many O's who would decide.
So many O's. I want to see a scene.
I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm so embarrassed that we have Janet here for this one.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
Erin's just holding up. She's like, did someone make a mess of these underwear? And I'm like, why? Why would we do
company.
This now?
Mom, I have friends in my room.
Adel, what scene would you like to see?
JPC, Janet, and Erin, the three of you are the fellowship of the mood ring.
Oh, nice.
You're three sort of like hot topic type emo high schoolers who have to destroy a ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who will bear this burden?
Hang on, let me finish my chili dog.
I will take the ring to Mordor. I will take the ring. In
Jen, you're using
axe.
Quotes. You're using quotes.
Yeah, in my axe.
Jen, I'm going to Mordor you if you don't have more enthusiasm about this quest.
Oh my God. You guys know that my mom's pregnant again. It's so embarrassing. I'm 16. There's going to be a baby in my house? Ew.
Okay, well, Jen's going to obviously have to take care of the baby so she can't take the ring to Mordor or whatever, wherever we're going. I can't take it because I don't have my license and I won't learn to drive.
Why, Gimli? Gimli, why?
I am afraid that my feet won't reach the pedals, and so I don't even want to
try. Wait a minute. I know we're not supposed to put the ring on any one of us, but like when you start throwing around emotions, of course I'm going to ask you to put on the mood ring so I can tell if you're worthy, because if you're truthful, the ring will show that you're afraid, because everyone knows that a mood ring turns moon when you're afraid, and
everyone
we will be
that.
Able to tell. And so if you're trustworthy, you
okay,
should take the ring,
fine.
And you can take my skateboard. You don't have to, you can just skate there. You don't have to drive there.
Okay, your
so
skateboard
cool.
has busted trucks, and we all know that it will not make it to Mordor. All right, fine. I'll put it on. Okay, it does not fit on my ring finger. That so sucks to be finding out in front of everyone. Let's just try. Okay, not my pinky either. Ooh. I literally do not have a smaller finger.
Okay.
And this ring will not fit on it. I actually need to be done right now. Gimli is going to walk away.
Whoa. Where are you going? Gag me if you pass. No thanks. You have to stay in here, okay? I'm the hall monitor. Okay, and I take this job seriously.
I forgot. God. That hall monitor is so fucking hot.
I'm a hall monitor, and my dad is Paul Molitor, who is the Milwaukee Brewers slugger. Jealous?
Yeah.
Scene. Perfect.
Aaron, why do we always call scene after I drop a baseball fact?
Because I told you I refuse to learn about baseball. Okay, this is all going to be gut from now on, so we can just get through this game. We're going to answer
what's
quick.
Gut?
We have to answer from our gut.
Okay.
Answer from the ring inside you.
I thought she meant that all of that was like gut for time. Like we were
playing for a piece of the aggro crag.
Well, we have Janet's favorite word, avalanches, on the other side of this game.
Oh.
So the faster we get through it, the more word avalanches we get to do.
Great. The word avalanches next week when Janet's not here. Isn't that
no?
Also fine.
And all we text with Janet.
Also fine. She whispers. Also okay.
Did you guys answer mood ring yet?
I said real.
I said fake.
It's real. Fake. Puzzle guzzle. Yes.
My streak continues.
I'm puzzle gonna say guzzle. False.
Puzzle guzzle.
Fake.
Santa Claus.
Real.
Oh, that one's real. That's real. For sure.
Yep.
That's a thing we did.
You could say any one of the Santa Claus based ones that we've done, and I'd know that it was real.
Here's what our show titles are mostly: riddles, puns, Santa Claus, horses.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Help us.
That sounds real.
Fake.
That sounds real, and it sounds like nobody did.
I think it was a genuine cry for help.
It's fake.
Ooh,
I just
Janet
wish
I
had done it. You got
it,
Janet.
That's, well, in my mind, I know that that's a silent plea of Aaron every single episode. So. But she's too nice of a person to let it leak out into a title.
Yeah. You can see it in invisible ink under the title if you guys look closely. Yes. My honk will go on.
Definitely real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real one.
I used to be an improviser. It was real.
That's a real one as well.
I'm going to say real.
Also real.
Smart water.
Fake.
Not real.
Fake?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying
addle
not
your
real
own
anymore?
Canoe.
That's too confusing. Addle your own canoe?
I'm going to say fake.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
Piss and tell.
I'm going to say real on that.
I got to say fake on that.
Real.
It's fake.
Yes.
Rip
I was like, I know
puzzies.
I didn't name that one.
What?
I'm going to say real on that.
Rip van puzzies.
Sounds real.
That sounds real.
Real.
Great.
Aaron is stunning.
Fake. No, hold on.
Why?
Hold on.
Whoa!
Wait. I want to see a scene.
Hold on.
I want to see a scene.
Your way out of this.
This will be the first scene I'm in.
I'd like to see a scene that where you apologize.
You grovel to Aaron and go. Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you for a second?
I'm on the phone.
Scene.
Aaron is
That's
stunning.
That's my favorite scene we've ever done.
Aaron is stunning.
Here's what I'll say. Aaron is stunning, but I don't feel like, unless I'm mistaken, I don't feel like any of our names have ever been in the title.
Oh, really? Could that
I don't
be
think
true?
So.
I know we fucked up pretty bad, Aaron, but I feel like the apology has always just come like after the episode. I don't think we actually posted the apology as an episode title.
Yeah. You're right. It's fake.
Great.
Kiss, kiss, riddle, riddle.
Real.
Oh, that's real as hell.
Yep. Real. John Travolta's half birthday.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that. I feel like I would have remembered any part of that, but maybe it's real.
Go ahead, Adel.
Janet, I feel like out of everyone I know in the world, you know everyone. Have you ever crossed paths with John Travolta?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Never have.
The wickedly talented John Travolta.
Janet, can I tell you, this is maybe a little known fact, that in Greece, he says, you know how it is, rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Did you know that?
I did. Okay. I told you.
thank you, Al.
And whatnot, I think, is the name of one of the episodes I was in. So if that's on the list, let me preemptively say it's real. It's
Aaron,
hell.
What did you say the name of this one was?
John Travolta's half birthday.
I'm going to say real because I think that is the title of episode 200 of Aaron.
Well, now it is.
I'm going
to
say
it is fake. I was going to say, but that is going to be a mad dash to whoever can name the next episode.
Immediately.
Eggplant Parade Part 1.
Fake.
Part one.
Fake. I gotta say fake.
I'm
right?
Say,
fake.
Oh, too bad. What if the next thing you say is Eggplant Parade Part Two?
Part Two. Yeah, it's real. A Star Is Wars.
That's real.
That's real.
Like, we has to be, right?
It's real.
Okay.
Thank you, Snake.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Real. I remember that one vividly.
Because it was when the Ariana Grande song was
yep.
popular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Three Men and a Riddle Lady.
Real.
Ooh.
Yeah,
real?
I guess that's
that was
real.
Episode one or two.
Yeah, it's real. I think it's right. Us and Arnie or...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Something like an early... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, three. Yeah, it would be a
that
guess.
That makes sense. Yeah. Three Men, yeah.
Dead Stop in the Name of Love.
Fake.
Wait, Three Men and a Riddle Lady, and it was
Dead
Us
Stop
and
in the
Arnie.
Name of Love sounds.
So
I think
Arnie
was
also,
our first guest.
Were there also three men on that show? Thank you.
That was good. Dead Stop in the Name of Love. Real
I'm gonna
fake?
Say fake.
Fake.
That sounds
fake.
Real to me.
Yep.
Fuck.
You're on.
You made these fake ones up. They're really good.
I did. Oh, thank you. I also happened to name a third of the titles, so that it was a real advantage. All right. Janet Varney's Three Speaking Hamsters present Hey Riddle Riddle.
Ooh.
Fake.
I feel like the first time Janet was on was one of my favorite bits of all time, which was Three Mommies Making Salad, which
yeah,
is the three
right.
of you singing a song. So I do feel like there's a Janet episode that was called Three Mommies Making Salad, but I don't think it was the title you just said, Aaron. So I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, fake.
I think that this one is real, but I think it's a Patreon, and I don't think Janet's on it.
It's fake.
Janet.
The birds, good qualifier, the bees, though. The Nicolas Cages. The birds, fake. The bees, the Nicolas
fake?
Cages.
It just sounds fake. A little long. I'm going to say fake.
It's real, and I think you titled it, did you see? Take a
come
riddle,
on,
leave
JBC.
A riddle.
I'm going to say that's real.
That seems real. That
sounds
like
an addle. Sounds like an addle.
It's fake, but it sounds like an addle, and I was going
sounds
for
like
that.
An addle.
School runnings.
That's real.
Unfortunately, that also sounds like an addle, but it sounds real.
Yep, it's real. Hey, sadness, sadness.
That sounds real.
That's,
but it might I'd be another one, like,
lives.
Help us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to believe that it's fake.
It's
the screams
fake,
are
but
coming
I
from
love it.
The podcast.
It's my favorite one I made up. Stuck in the Riddle with You.
Real.
That one's real, for sure. In fact,
probably the first 10.
I feel like we probably have two episodes called that.
It's the pilot. Yeah. How far up the egg do the pants go?
Real.
Whoa. Well, I hope that's real.
Yeah, it's that's real. That one's real.
Talking about Humpty Dumpty, we want to know how far up the egg the pants go. The Riddle Mermaid.
Real.
Real.
No, wait, fake.
Fake.
Yes. Stuart Riddle.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
No!
Riddle
I feel
Shop
like,
of
I'm worried
horrors.
That we've gone into a pocket where Erin opened up like her DVD cupboard and was like,
hey,
oh,
way
no,
to throw
Riddle
me right
women,
under the bus.
Stuart Little. Little Women.
Fine. Riddle Shop of Horrors.
Riddle Monsters. Fake.
Real.
Fake. Yeah. Three butlers living in the very same house.
That's real.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely real.
JP, see what I did there?
Probably real. Probably real.
Please be fake.
No, wait. I said no. None of our names are in the title, so I'm going to say fake.
I think it's fake as well, but I'm going to use it now.
It's fake. But there is a lot of our names and titles.
Really?
Guilty Beyond a Reasonable Mrs. Doubtfire.
I feel like Mrs. Doubtfire turned up in a title, but was it that?
I feel like we've done a lot of Mrs. Doubtfire bits, so I'm going to say yes, just out of
I'll say
law averages.
Yep.
Great.
You got it. And the last one is My Riddle Pony.
Real.
That one's real. That one's real, right?
It's real. Woo!
Woo! Great job.
Aaron, right, I got to say, those were very difficult. Again,
great
this is...
fake ones. Great. Wait,
thank
that
you.
Sounds wrong.
No, but, well, yeah. I'm desperate to do some word avalanches while we still have Janet here. Because you were so good.
I cannot believe you were doing this to me.
You love them, remember?
I do? Who decided I love them?
This is what happened.
I think you're
good
at right,
them.
You're right. I loved them the first episode and then the second episode. Wait, have there been more than... How many times have we done
twice. Twice. Yeah, I think twice.
The first time we did them, Janet, I think after the episode was done, we hung around for like another 10 minutes and we just were making them up. And we were all laughing until we cried.
Yeah.
And then I think the second time that we did them, we were all just like, we're over these.
In my memory, what happened was Janet showed up to dinner and we were having meatloaf and Janet took a bite of the meatloaf and she said, oh, this is really good, because that's what you say when someone gives you dinner. And then now every time we see Janet, we're like, we brought meatloaf. We have like a Ziploc bag of meatloaf in our pocket. And she's like,
great. I remember a little differently. I remember going to a meatloaf concert with you guys. Rest in peace. And I said, he's so great, because that's what you say when someone takes you to a concert and they pay for it. No, I'm excited about the avalanches. I just know that the same thing is going to happen, because it has consistently happened, which is for days, I'm sort of muttering to myself, like to the chagrin and concern of everyone around me, because the three of you and Casey are the only ones who understand
Parker Posey
what my brain
poses
is doing.
A threat. Parker Posey poses a threat. Parker Posey poses a threat.
We're going to have like a after credits where we have like Janet Varney's Robert Durst audio where she's like burping and be like, word avalanche to the ball, word avalanche to the ball.
Okay. I think that I found them on the internet. I think half of them are from Reddit. Half of them are from another website. So let's see if you like them. Okay. The first one is saying goodbye to a small Italian dog.
Ta-ta.
Is it chow?
Janet's a tap shoe now.
Yep. Chow. Wait, what was the full thing?
Chow.
Saying goodbye to a small Italian dog.
Janet just fully, like, opening the Ziploc bag of meatloaf and dumping it on her own head.
Paradise by the
Chow. Yeah, for sure, chow is great.
Chow's a dog.
But is Chow's a dog.
Chow. What's small?
What's the small? Like, chow. Is there another word that shows up in chow?
Yeah. What's
chow chica? That's
you got language. chow. It's chow.
Oh, that
you
is
got
it.
It.
Chow.
Right. Chow. Okay.
Currently giving a gift that was shipped ahead of time.
Whoa.
Currently
this is already. This
giving.
Is like
whoa.
Or some sort
back
of,
up.
I didn't agree to time travel.
Oh,
whatever.
God,
no. Ryan. Oh shit! I forgot his name.
Reynolds.
No.
Johnson. Yeah, the guy
Johnson.
From
Ryan Johnson.
Oh yes, no. It's Looper.
Yeah.
It's
currently
Ryan Johnson.
Giving a gift that was shipped ahead of time.
Currently giving a gift shipped ahead of time. Presently presenting.
Yep. That's how it starts.
A pre-present. Pre-present
can
still get you pregnant?
So presently.
Still get you pregnant.
Presently presenting.
Presently.
Yeah. That's it.
Presently yep. presenting a present. Present.
A present. Present.
We got it. Wow. What year is this? I don't know how magic works or time.
2050.
What year is this? Christmas Day. That's not a year. Fuck you.
Wait, Christmas Day? Did someone say Christmas Day?
No.
Uncle Santa.
Just kidding. He's not here.
A flight emergency forced the control tower to tell a hotel cleaner how to turn a plane around.
Mayday made a maid day.
A holiday. A day's in. A day's in.
So fun.
A mayday made a. A mayday made a maid.
Maid's day when she
made a pot of beret. That's a turn, right?
Mayday made him aid a maid aim. Am I broken? Mayday made a maid aim.
Okay,
no.
Help me.
No.
I'm broken.
Snicker snack. All right.
Made
what is this one?
Made them.
Bernie Madoff.
Aim. Like made them. Forced.
Oh.
Made them.
Okay, got it.
Made them, aid, a maid, aim. I sound just as crazy as you when I'm reading the answer.
All right. Here's my critique on that one, okay? Reddit, maybe go back to the drawing board. Maybe yell at some women about video games or something, guys.
Do we have time for a couple more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Members of my extended family in the San Francisco area rendering actor Kevin Bacon's brand of cured pork belly in the oven.
Oh, so cousins, no, we don't have time for any more. My mistake.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
San Diego cousins.
Well, think of the end of it. Actor Kevin's brand of cured pork belly
so
in the
bacon.
Oven.
So
Bacon's bacon.
Members of my extended family in the San Francisco area.
In-laws.
Rendering actor Kevin.
The San Francisco
brand of
La Brea.
Baking bacon's bacon. So it's baking bacon's bacon. So well, what's the in-laws?
It's a Bay area. Kin. So it can be Bay again.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Baking bacon's bacon. Wow.
Baking bacon's
bacon. Isn't that a good one?
Wow. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
This one made me smile. So I'll read it.
I'm glad for that one that they all took a little break from yelling at women about video games to make a fun word avalanche. Thanks,
right.
Reddit.
Speaking of, this one made me smile. I do want to see a quick scene.
Sure.
Janet, you are fucking. Who painted this? Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, Janet, you're Da Vinci. Aaron, you are posing. You're Mona Lisa. You're mm-hmm. posing for the photo, for the portrait, and mm-hmm. Janet's trying to get you to smile.
Okay.
I saw a dog die on the way here.
Oh, we're not going to do the accents. Okay. Hold on. Hold on a moment. Oh, okay. So you're really going through something right now. I'll tone it down. So
yeah,
you,
all
so
four of my grandparents died yesterday.
Okay. Did you not?
I got an ice cream cone to make myself feel better, and it fell on the ground.
You could have canceled. You know, we could have rescheduled. Like, I'm not scary to you. I'm not, you know, we're just friends. I said I was going to paint you.
No, it has
to be today. You wanted me to paint you this.
Yeah.
You said, please paint this portrait of me. I said, whenever's convenient. You make this plan with me. Then you show up and you tell me you had a garbage day yesterday. Just cancel.
I found
because, like,
out
now
that
you got this weird, you're trying to make this face that looks like you're smiling. It's very confusing. People are going to be mystified by it for centuries. Let's not do this. Not
I
to us and not to the
not
future.
I'm not going to live till tomorrow.
Oh, I better get painting.
And I let go of my balloon.
Do you
so
mind
I'm
if I ask
sad.
Why you won't be here tomorrow?
I have a disease in my butt that's going to kill me. Why are you smiling?
Okay. The old disease in the butt that's going to kill you. I get it. Like, that's the first time I've ever heard someone give that excuse. I don't think so. Wait, is your
I
disease in your
really
butt?
Sad
I'm so
movie.
Sorry. I feel so bad.
Hey, Da Vinci. It's David here. Do we have to do the sculpture right now? Because I just got out of a very cold pool.
Oh, David, so, why did you go swimming? That's not on me. Come on.
I'll tell you what.
This will make you feel better. I will not make you to scale. I will actually make you much, much bigger. So your tiny, tiny penis will seem normal sized.
Hey, Da Vinci, it's me, the first drawings and plans for a modern day airplane.
Oh, boy.
Scene.
We did it, everybody.
I'd
love to get a little backstory on how you chose your voice, Adel.
There's going to be a whole documentary about why you
sound
chose
like.
That voice.
Well, I knew I was going to get edited quickly, so I was like, let's go for the dumbest voice possible. I do think maybe the funniest thing we've had in 200 episodes is Janet telling the Mona Lisa she could have canceled. I love that so much.
All right, here's
you
the last
could have
one.
Canceled.
Okay,
you can
you,
do it, fruit vendor.
Oh.
You can do it, fruit vendor. Grape?
Atta boy,
it,
apple
banana.
Boy.
Your
banana.
Grape
banana.
Pear.
Come
I'm so what? Happy that this I'm so happy that this turned into Janet panic saying banana. Banana, banana.
Orange, you glad?
Banana.
That's not, that is unrelated. That is my and ah word. That's just filler. I say banana whenever I'm deep in thought. It's a coincidence
it's
that this
like
is about
banana.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Banana.
Totally.
Banana.
Oh, God.
You
can
do
it, one more time,
fruit vendor. Who's a guy? The guy is a guy fruit vendor. You can do it, fruit vendor.
Apple boy.
No.
Apple boy.
Atta boy.
You're on the wrong path. I'm on the wrong path.
What a
melon. Apple boy.
Dracula, please. We'll get you your one.
I'm gonna say that every day until I die. Atta boy, apple boy.
Okay. I hold on. I don't need to hear it back 1,000 times. This is the chaos
atta
all
boy,
over
apple boy, apple boy.
I've been Adam boy.
Attleboy.
Attleboy.
Pumpkin.
That'll
pumpkin.
Like, you're saying, like, go you. Like, go is a part
you.
Of it. Go.
Oh.
Go. Go.
Go, G-Berry.
Go, Grapefruit. Go.
Ooh, go, G-Berry is sadly go the best.
And it's in the back half of the word.
Go. Mango. Mango. Man, look at that. Mango. 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 Mango.
Go, mango man. Go. Go, mango.
Go, mango.
Mango.
Man.
Go. Go, mango man. Go.
So sorry. That's actually going to have to be retired. Oh, sorry.
Go, mango. Go, mango. Go. Go, mango. Go, mango. Go. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you can stream it in hell.
What are we doing?
Check it out.
Well, hold on. The first one's good.
What are we doing?
The second one's good. All right, that's all I've got. I actually have way more than avalanches, but I'm going to spare you, and we're over time. I'd like to see a scene where we all do our plugs. Anything to plug anybody.
I think we could start with our guest, Janet. Where can people find you? What do you got coming up? What's going on in the world?
I mean, you can follow me at Dusty Hikes. I've been taking a lot of pictures. It's kind of hard to make out what any of them are. Mm-hmm, there's a lot of granules
debris,
to get on, into the lens. Quickly makes note to self to create false internet account for Dusty Hikes.
By the way, we say stuff like that all the time. We never do, and someone always does. Someone will always make that fake internet account.
Cannot wait. You can follow me at Janet Varney. You can listen to some podcasts.
Sure.
We've named most of them. You can listen to Braving the Elements about all things Avatarverse. And I would like to donate JPC's time to reading a five-star review.
Thank you, Janet, for the setup. I so appreciate it.
I know
so
that you do
go.
It last, but I don't know. It's the 200th episode.
Yeah, so it's 200th episode. I have a couple good ones here. Here we go. This one is from Simons with two Zs, and it's titled Love That Casey, 5 stars. First time listening, it was an episode about Ohio. Such a quirky and funny show. I really liked that host, Casey. He was very funny and brought a good energy to the show. I could go so far as to say he made everyone else seem funnier. Great dynamic. It's a shame Casey didn't talk more. Can't wait to hear more from him and other episodes. Also, Aaron is such a vibe. And into the spirit of that one, here's another one. This one is from EEE Keef with 3 Fs.
Uh-oh.
It says, pretty good stuff. My name is Aaron, and the show is actually pretty great. JPC and Adel could compliment Aaron, in parentheses Keef, a little more, in parentheses a lot more. I hope this makes plugs. I have a crush on Lil Monkey Bones. And then we have another one. This is from Greta V. It says, JPC milks trucks. Thank you. So I gotta ask, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I only wrote one of those.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
We actually have one more that I pulled specifically because I knew Janet was going to be on, because this review is from Janet. This review says, Janet, John Patrick and his wife were absolute pleasures to host. They were very kind and great with communication. They took good care of our farmhouse and were
JPC,
super clean.
This is
no,
an Airbnb.
We would definitely
Airbnb.
Welcome them back. We would definitely welcome them back anytime. We so appreciate guests like them. Huh. Well, how did this get in
That's
here?
That's an Airbnb review from your honeymoon?
Yeah, now we need your Uber reviews.
Very kind and great with communication. So I guess doesn't say anything about chaos. So I guess a bunch of people are fucking wrong.
So she's a liar. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I have 3 things to plug. Number one is that Aaron is stunning. Period.
I might have to change my review.
Number two is I recently guested on a podcast called Tribal Council, which is a Survivor review podcast. So if you're watching the current season of Survivor, please check that out as I talk about an episode in this season. And number three that I want to plug is I want to plug to having Janet Varney on your podcast. Janet, you're one of my favorite humans. Woo! I think you're just a goddamn delight. And I thank you so much for being a co-host, an official co-host. And we look forward to having you on back soon.
Oh, man. I love the show so much. So I'm so
we
so
love
thrilled
you.
To
the
be
show
here. I feel
loves
very
you.
Honored.
It's like a Mr. Show sketch. You love the show. The show loves you.
You that being said, I'd love to just end. I'd love to, during as the credits roll, you know, what regrets do you have about this being your 200th episode? What are things
no
that could have been done differently to make it feel more like the big 200?
Wow.
I guess I would have maybe loved it if it felt more like a celebration and less like an accusation. Really felt seen, really felt read by some of our audience.
Aaron, anything to plug?
I would like to plug our Instagram, Hey Riddle
Riddle.
Is that Hey Riddle Riddle?
Yeah, it's not coming up.
I hope everyone's listening to sitcom Twitter? D&D. Are they?
Oh my goodness. I hope so.
Yeah, they are.
She's heard of it.
They
She's
are.
She's heard of my podcast.
They are listening to it. Anybody who tells you they're not is lying.
Liars.
Jupiter, thank you for listening to 200 of these. Let's see if we can make it to 201.
Bye for now.
Hey there, rats and swallows. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We hit our next Patreon stretch goal, so we go back to Riddle City, only this time, it's the realm of the superheroes. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.